our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we are podcasting.
It's my last day of vacation.
It's my first day of vacation.
Well, I'm just 2 days off because it's the days
The only vacation I get.
Does that count as vacation?
No.
I don't think it does.
So Holly's been playing Dragon Quest Builders all day.
Because the last time this came out was before I went on vacation. We recorded before I left.
You were on vacation.
A lot of
for
stuff
a long
has
time.
Happened in between there.
You went.
Actually, not that much happened. I went to Minnesota and then I came back.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of clothes.
You went to Minnesota, then you went... No, you went to Minnesota, then North Dakota, then Minnesota.
Yeah. And then home.
And then different part of Minnesota.
Different part of Minnesota.
And then home.
I did see Jackie Cation. She was recording her new special. It was pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. I'm excited for it to come out and hear which jokes actually make it into the, final cut.
You going
to
hear your laugh on it?
Probably not.
And you go, ha, 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 ha.
No. Please stop.
That's how you laugh.
I don't like it.
That's how you laugh.
I don't like it.
That's not at all how you laugh.
I know.
That's how devil people laugh.
Do you know any devil people?
Yes.
Okay.
How would I know how they laugh if I didn't know them?
That's a good point. So I got a bunch of clothes while I was gone, and that's pretty much it. Well, I visited family and stuff, but... Not much else really happened. It wasn't that eventful. And then the last couple of days... Oh, we went to a New Year's party.
We haven't done a podcast since last year.
Yeah, we haven't. It's true.
This is the first new...
First podcast
of
2016.
Podcast
of 2017. Do you want to talk about how 2016 went, or do you just not?
It's fine.
I feel differently.
I mean, it went fine for me. I got, a job at a place, and
I did some other stuff.
I moved to Seattle in 2016.
I think overall it was still bad.
I think moving to Seattle was kind of a good move.
Yeah. It turns out I don't like to be retrospective, so I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it was fine.
I just realized that.
There's some good stuff, some bad stuff.
I don't like to think too hard about what goes on in my life, or I'll just kill myself.
Nobody...
What? Have you ever seen my life? It's awful.
I don't know. You got, a cool job working at Amazon?
Yeah. Do we talk about where I work on here?
I don't know.
I don't really remember. Have we mentioned that? I think we have. We mentioned it.
Yeah, it's fine.
What did you do while I was gone?
It's a blur. I played some video games.
I think you mostly just played the video game that
I went to work
for the
a lot.
Last 2 days. Did you drink some waffle?
I did. Well,
you guys,
didn't know.
I think we talked before how bad the wassail is. It turns out you have to heat it up.
When you heat it up, it's the
it's
best
really
thing.
It's really good when you heat it up.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know,
when it's cold,
but
it's awful.
It's awful when it's cold, and it's great when you heat it up.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to go heat up some more for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I already drank all
Oh, you time. Should heat this up too because it's getting cold.
Okay, I'll pour it back
it's
in.
Only okay
some
now.
Some of that is day two wassail.
It's only okay now that it's getting tepid.
Oh no, we're almost out.
Yeah. I played Dragon Quest Builders. Oh, I bought Final Fantasy 15, but I haven't played it yet.
You just did that yesterday, right?
Yeah, that was yesterday. I got a Power Grid for Christmas, and I played it once, and it was awesome.
It was pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Good game.
I'm gonna see if I can convince Holly to play it again. Sometimes she does play it again, and sometimes she doesn't. But this one was good.
It's hard because, I'm not good at it. Mm-hmm. And then that gets frustrating, and nobody wants to not be good at something.
And we played a game that wasn't very good at New Year's Eve, and then we played a game that was good.
Oh, yeah, we played
Splendor.
Splendor, which we're not big fans of.
We don't like Splendor. It's very non-interactive.
It took so long, too, because it was six people playing, and that's overkill.
It is just gather resources and buy stuff, but it's six, like, everybody in a row. But everyone
works at roughly the same time. If you're... Like you're all moving at roughly the same pace. Like, if you're all of relative, like, similarly experienced with the game, you're probably all at about the same point scale, mm-hmm. and it's almost just luck who wins.
Yeah, it's not a very good game.
Yeah. Some people probably like it. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's boring. Like, it is
boring.
It's non-interactive. The only thing that you can do is kind of, like, screw people over and...
And you can't really do anything. Like, you can't even set up for your turn all that well.
Yeah.
You have to wait till everybody else's turn is done to know where the board lies for your turn.
Yeah, because you can't influence anything that they do.
Yeah. Like, off of your turn, which is not great.
Yeah, it's just not a great game. But Power Grid, on the other hand, is really good.
Power Grid is good. You have to build power stations.
It's resource management.
Either across the U.S. or Germany.
Yeah, we only got U.S. and Germany, but there's, like, six other ones.
Yeah, you won, like, handily, though.
No, you did pretty good. Well, I just saved up my money for a couple turns.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was doing.
Well, yeah, there's a strategy to, like, be in last place.
Yeah, it turns out in that game it helps to be losing for a little while.
Yeah, because you have advantage to be, like,
I'm sure it's an
behind.
Entirely different game with more than two players.
Yeah, we played with four, and it was really good.
Yeah.
And it was really good with two. It's just a great game. Power Grid, I recommend it. 10 out of 10.
So yesterday I went to QFC because I had to get meat because I made beef stew, which we've now eaten for 2 days in a row. And don't worry, I'll be having it for lunch tomorrow, too.
I will, too.
Oh, will you?
Uh-huh. There's two bowls left.
Oh, I thought they were both mine.
Why would you think that?
You get the broken one, then.
Okay. I don't care if it's broken, it still tastes good.
I don't know why I would think that, because I made it, and I'm...
Unless you just want me to go to McDonald's or whatever.
No.
Because I'm not going to cook anything.
If you're going to go through a good dicks, but...
Yeah, get a bag of dicks.
Yeah. It's never going to get old.
Nope, that's the best
joke.
It
might get old. It hasn't yet.
If anybody,
anyway.
If you live in Seattle
and you
haven't eaten a bag of dicks, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, you should try it. It's good. Anyway, I went to QFC and I bought some meat and I bought all the other stuff that I needed that I didn't already have. And then I was going to check out and Shopkins were on sale for $1.50 each. Right?
How many did you buy?
Good. I only bought two.
Oh, the restraint on this one.
But what this means is that we have Shopkins to open this week.
One for this week and one for next week.
No, one for each of us.
All right. Do you want to go first? I know
you do. Yes. I'm going to turn this light on, though.
Okay.
Oh, wait. This light's not plugged in. As every other time
I'm
going to
plug this light in.
Oh, wait a second. If I remember correctly, this outlet doesn't work anymore.
Oh, it just doesn't work? Or did you just not turn the switch on?
No, you can plug stuff into it, but it just kind of falls out.
Oh, it's just a bad
Like, it's got
outlet.
Worse even than it was.
There we go.
I've done it.
Oh, how about this? Oh, I thought that was a...
That's a straw.
A Zacto knife.
It's not. It's a straw. There's one of these, though.
It's exactly
box cutter.
Zero knife.
I got a box cut in mine.
All right. Let me borrow that while you do.
That's probably really loud.
Yeah, you're just clanking stuff around.
Sorry, podcast listeners.
Old clanky pants.
Anyway, I've been playing Dragon Quest Builders, and it's kind of Minecrafty, more like Terraria, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's like 3D.
But with Dragon Quest.
The nice thing about Dragon Quest Builders is that it's a set world, whereas in Minecraft it's all random.
Yeah, it's all random, and also it's completely unfinished, right? Like, I guess I don't know how Minecraft is anymore. When I played Minecraft, there was nothing in it, right? There
was
nothing in the
world.
It was just a bunch of empty space, and you had to make
it. Like, every once in a while, there was a town.
Yeah, I didn't like that,
because
I'm not creative enough for that, so.
But yeah, Dragon Quest Builders
is... Ooh, what's your recipe? Oh, you're not in there yet. Yeah, Dragon Quest Builders is...
Yeah, it's like you set up a base camp of, like, a little town from the original Dragon Quest game.
Oh, is that what they are?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Rimmeldar,
see, I've never played Dragon Quest
Cole,
before, so I had no idea.
Galenholm, and I'm guessing Tantagel.
I just finished the first one today, and I basically started yesterday.
Veronica Veggie Pizza.
I have a Stax Cookie.
Stax Cookie.
It's a stack of cookies.
It sure is.
You're going to need a Betsy Butter, a Shelly Egg, a Fleur Flour, a Cane Sugar, Chuck Chips, Vicky Vanilla, and
Some
Dusty
of these
Cocoa.
Have bad names,
I don't think
like
we have any
Button
of them.
Mushroom.
What?
Nobody wants Papa Pizza Base as one of their Shopkins. It's like, You mean he's just like a pizza shell. Yeah.
Okay. Alright. You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Alright. I'm going to get Papa Pizza Base, I bet.
Okay, go for Because
I'm like, I don't want Papa Pizza
go
Base.
For it. You're going to get him. What's the deal? You having trouble? Nope. Oh, you're going to cut it? What kind of person are you?
I'm the person that
is terrible.
Smart. Oh.
Don't throw scissors on the ground near
don't
my feet.
Don't throw scissors on the ground.
It's already too late, folks.
Do I have?
Is it Papa Pizza Base?
It is.
No.
Ooh, it's like a...
It's a cheese sandwich?
It's a grilled cheese. Ooh, it's like racist grilled cheese.
Racist grilled cheese?
Is that his name? Racist
no.
grilled
yeah,
cheese?
Yeah, I'm sure it's racist grilled cheese. I don't think it's racist.
A little
you think
bit,
it's racist?
It's a little bit racist grilled cheese.
I don't think it's racist. All right, you want to guess what the grilled cheese's name is?
Gary grilled cheese.
Toast tea warm. Yep, that's it.
Oh, because they don't call it grilled cheese in Australia.
Yeah, it's called cheese toast.
Toasty cheese. All right, who's your first one?
I don't know
one?
Who my first one is.
You want
I'm
some
gonna
scissors?
Tear it like a real person.
I don't have the wherewithal or the gumption.
I have received a cheese.
A cheese.
It's just cheese. It's someone who looks
cheese,
like cheese.
Cheese wedge.
I'm into it, though.
Yeah, I like that one better
I'm
than mine.
I'm into the cheese wedge. I'm betting that if we had the ingredients for toasty cheese,
mm-hmm.
that this cheese wedge would be part of it. This is Parmesan Pete.
Parmesan Pete?
Yep.
All right.
What do you got? What are you looking up?
I'm looking up... ingredients for toasty cheese.
Oh, there might not be any. I don't think that the ingredients... Oh, yeah, I guess they are. Now, toasty cheese is a component.
Oh.
Toasty warm.
Toasty... What is he a...
It's the very first one. Scrambled eggs.
What is he
He's
in
a component
eggs?
Of scrambled eggs. Listen, I don't know why he's in scrambled eggs. I think the scrambled eggs are on top of him.
Oh, God. That's...
You should open your other one so we can forget about that horror.
Forget about that massive scrambled eggs on toast.
Yeah, that's...
Pretty
awful.
Oh, there's a little.
Yeah, I know there is.
There's a little thing.
There's a little
to open
thing
it.
That makes it easier to open.
Oh boy!
What'd you get?
It is a popcorn.
Silver popcorn. That's a silver can. It looks like can of corn, actually.
Yeah.
Its name is Sweet Corn. Don't throw it. It's still cute.
You're cute.
Thank you. That's such a nice thing to say to someone. I would like to point out that I'm not going to do my nails tonight because I want to play more Dragon Quest Builders instead.
So we have...
It's all right.
Do you want to save the buckets?
It's actually cute. Nah. I don't need to save them.
Open your last one.
Okay.
They have the dumbest
Come on,
names anymore.
Papa Pizza Base.
None of them are named...
Okay, they weren't always great. Okay, that's not a Chopkin's name, though. That's
or,
name.
Old Cake.
Listen... What
remember old
want.
Cake?
Yes, I remember old cake.
Why are you just
again,
throwing garbage
okay.
in a pile when I'm
it's
holding
at least
it?
In one place. We've received. Is this? Did we get this one already?
That's choco syrup.
No, this looks like soy sauce.
Soy Sally soy sauce.
But I'm pretty sure we did have this one already. I don't know where my other shop could have went.
I've thrown them away.
They're over here. No, no.
I think you had two chocolate syrups.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, I might be thinking of it from in here. Because I never opened up that big thing. This is Sam Soy.
Yeah. Also known as soy sauce.
Now, I'm going to open up this big package that I got for the Christmas one. They're not blind boxed. They're just like, you just open it and you see
But
them,
you just never opened it.
Well, I did. And then I closed it back up again because I opened it at work.
Oh, and you're like, oh, great. Yeah. So, thanks so much. That's what you say when you get a present at work.
What?
Thanks so much. I love it.
Is that what I say? Is
I
that
love
what people
it.
Say?
I love it.
They
so
come
much.
With these little baskets, though.
Oh, those are cute.
Yeah.
They're so cute. What all baskets you got. There's a blind box in there.
Oh, there's a blind box. Shit, you guys.
I'm
going right.
to open these up. Give me one.
Surprise. Okay, it's not a box. It's like
a basket.
Shopkins Chef Club Recipes. And it's a book, and it's got a guy in it. Okay, this is actually
one?
The best thing. Do you get one? No, because it's my Christmas present. I'm sorry.
Are we just going to open all the Shopkins?
There's only two more. And yeah, obviously we're going to open all the Shopkins. What are you? Oh, you're some kind of waffle situation. You want to look that up?
His name is Waffle Situation.
Do you want to look
I
up
already
what
threw
his
away
name
my...
actually is? There should be another one around.
Yeah. Should be.
There's a good one right here. It's not even all folded right. up.
Ooh. All right. Apple Pie Alice?
No. Oh, it's a waffle.
Waffle Situation is his name.
No, it's
Sweet Berry Pancakes.
See, that's not even bad. Wait, pancakes?
Winona Waffles.
I was going to say.
He's the main, he's red.
Oh, that's like a rare. Oh, yeah, because it's metallic. Look at it. It's metallic.
Oh. My corn is metal, too.
Yeah, it's different, though.
It's different. Metal corn.
All right.
I think you should save this one because it's not all bunched up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. All right. Another Shopkins Chef Club recipes
Sweet
box.
Corn.
Maybe these are guaranteed to be like the top end of a recipe. They're both guaranteed to be that. And that's why
there's only two
in special
of them?
Boxes. Yeah. There's only two in the boxes.
Oh, we got two blind. What about these two in here?
No, I think those are the boxes those two go in.
Uh-huh.
That's my guess.
I don't know what's happening.
What are you? You are...
Freezy Bites.
Is this? No. Sweets Honey.
It's Sweets Honey.
Honeycomb ice cream cake.
Mm-hmm. Chalk chips and Chalky Tubs.
Chalky Tubs.
Go into that. You smush Chalky Tubs together with
chalk
chips.
What is Chalky Tubs?
He's a tub of chalk. Chocolate ice cream, probably.
All right, and then in the thing itself,
oh, damn.
We have a couple duplicates. This
syrup. You got a Samsoy.
Yeah, the chocolate.
You can leave him in there.
We'll do it later.
I like the broccoli the best.
Oh my god, he's so cute. Okay, let's find out this guy's name. So we already know about Samsoy. There's someone up there who looks like an onion.
Bethany Broccoli.
Okay.
Papa Pizza Base.
Who's the onion?
Teary Onion.
Okay, who's a mushroom? Oh wait, button mushroom.
Button mushroom.
There's the egg guy.
Eggman.
It's like a poached egg.
Let me see him.
I thought we had him
on
already,
breakfast.
Too.
Shelly Egg.
Yeah, we did have Shelly Egg already.
There's not too many in this series, though.
I think we got Choco Tub, or is this Choco Chips?
That's Choco Chips.
And then we got...
That's Salad Bag.
Salad Bag.
Polly Parsley. I like...
This flour one we had already.
Is that flour
This
or
is
rice?
Betsy Butter, I think.
Sure. It is Betsy Butter.
No, it doesn't look like Betsy Butter.
You have
Butter.
Melissa
this
Milk?
This is someone else. Yeah, it's Melissa Milk.
Melissa Milk? Do you have Toasty Warm?
I don't know. Yeah, we know we do.
Do you have Small Fry Pan? If you do, you get Sammy Scrambles.
No, I don't have a pan.
You just squish them all together.
Rare.
We have
no,
all of them.
No, who is this, though? This isn't Betsy Butter, I don't think.
Yeah, it is. Totally. Or is it a cheese?
I don't know.
This is the best.
No,
Charlie
this is
Cheese.
Charlie Cheese. Okay, Charlie Cheese.
I don't get it.
It's pretty good. This is a good name.
Peanut Butter.
What is this? Honey? This is somebody honey.
Runny Honey?
Runny Honey! And then that's the cheese guy again, and then what's this?
Berry... Raspberry?
Raspberry?
Berry Tubs?
Berry Tubs.
These are the dumbest things.
They're great.
I love that we're just saying all their names, and no one has
any
clue.
No one has any reference for this.
There's no...
This
we're not describing
really,
them.
This is what makes good podcasts.
We're not...
Listen, if you really want to know, you can just Google them.
And the thing is, nobody...
They are on Google.
Nobody wants to know. Oh, limited edition cute utensils. If you get a utensil, that means it's super rare.
Yeah.
Like Bessie Bowl.
That's the ones, like, in all of these, we've never opened any of those. Mm-hmm.
You can scan your Shopkins?
Yeah, dude. Remember they got QR codes on them now?
Oh my god, you guys.
They all
you guys,
got QR codes.
Where's the app?
No, we'll do it later. Get two more. I really like these recipe books. They're super cute.
Uh-huh. Are you going to make a little shelf for the recipes?
Maybe.
No, you're not.
Maybe I will.
You better not.
Know. Okay, these are empty. Yeah. These are empty. These
Bullshit.
Are the ones.
Bullshit. Because
we got a couple of... We got like an apple something and like a lemon lady. I'm pretty sure its name is Lemon Lady.
Lemon Lady.
God, they make these really hard to get out though.
Mm-hmm.
Kidding.
We have Betsy Butter, Shelly Egg, Melissa Milk, Toasty Warm, Polly Parsley. We just need Small Fry Pan.
No, we don't have Betsy Butter.
And we have
Butter.
Sammy Scrambles.
We don't have Betsy Butter. Remember that ended up being Charlie
God
Cheese.
Damn it. Where's Betsy Butter?
It's a revolt.
An Ether Revolt?
Do you want to talk about Ether Revolt?
Yeah, they just started spoiling cards for today. So.
Do you want to say what Ether Revolt is for
Oh, it's a Magic
who don't
card set.
Yeah. It's the next set.
I think
when
people know
out?
More about Magic cards than they do about Shopkins.
That's probably true. When does it come out?
January.
Tonight, did you take the 20th? Days off for the
yeah.
pre-release?
Well, I took the days off for the opening, so I can go work on my 2 days off of regular work.
Ooh. It's your choice. You're the one choosing to do that.
Yeah. No, it's because that's what I want to do.
What else is going on in our lives?
We're having a snack.
We are having a snack. Oh my.
What is there? Oh, I
well remembered.
This
is Multani Halva. It was on sale at the Asian Multani? Food store.
I know Multani. He's a Maro sorcerer.
Okay, I believe you. But also, this is a food.
No, but
and unfortunately, it is sugar, and I'm not eating sugar during the week, but I guess I'll have to make an exception.
No, you have to exception for snack.
Also, I might just make an exception for the rest of the night, because I'm still on vacation through today.
It's from, or is it Legacy?
Multani.
Multani. Maro
well,
sorcerer.
Okay, so they took it from a real word.
No.
They did, because this is a real, they did not... I guarantee you that this food did not take its name from Magic the Gathering.
Listen, you don't know that.
All right, do you want to describe what this looks like?
It looks like halva.
Does it?
I don't know. What is halva?
Well, the only halva,
like halva
I've ever had was like the chocolate. Sesame seed, like halva, like the
this is like figs?
Jewish
what
sort
is
of situation.
Of? What ingredients does it
sugar, eat? Milk, wheat starch.
Oh, it's I can't eat it.
Glucose.
It's gluten.
Hydrogenated vegetable oil, almonds, and preservative sodium propionate.
I can't eat it if it's made.
Well, you're going to.
I can't eat it if it's
allergy made. Advice. This product contains milk solids, wheat, and almonds produced in a line handling peanuts and other nuts.
It's fine.
I like it. It's like a nice little sugary nut candy.
It tastes like sugary Indian food.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's not Indian, but...
Whatever.
I don't know. Does it declare where it's imported from? Pakistan.
That's close enough. Mm-hmm. It's easy. They took all the stuff from Indian food and then just put sugar in it and put it in a cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's very floury. I'm into it. Give me it.
Give me it. It's wheat starchy. Yes. It's made in Karachi.
Well, that's interesting.
They have a customer service division.
Oh, yeah?
They have a website. Naurus-sundip.com.
Dot com, even?
Dot com.
Not even dot Pakistan?
I think there are ingredients in here they're not declaring. No, for real, because that just tastes like orange peel.
Mm. Almonds.
That was definitely some kind of citrus situation. All right. I approve. I will buy that again. It was like 75 cents.
Since 1948.
They know what they're doing.
All right.
What else we got? Do you want to get us some words?
Oh.
Meantime, while I will read you a joke.
Okay.
A very important joke.
Let me get a paper. Also, here's a funny thing. I tried to use my,
fuck. Okay, cool.
My code for Uber Eats.
Okay.
And it said it, no.
It just said no?
Yeah.
Did it expire already?
It just said it was already used.
Oh, God, they're the worst about that. I've had issues with that, too.
I'm like, what the fuck? They just gave me this.
All right. Lloyd Gaines, General Services studio exec, tells about the rich people couple in a motel. A sex maniac crashed into their room and at gunpoint forced the husband out of bed. He drew a circle on the floor with a piece of chalk and said to him, "Stand in that circle. If you move out of it, I'll kill you." The intruder hopped in bed with the rich man's wife, made love to her for an hour, and then left. "My God," cried the distraught woman. "Why didn't you do something?" "I did," said the rich person man. "I jumped out of the circle 3 times. Get it? Because it would mean that he killed her. But he didn't kill her now, did he?
Oh.
All right, I have some words here.
So I gave you very common words, and I gave me average words.
Is that a C or an L?
It's a C, like stopping.
Okay.
My words are going to be...
More difficult. More difficult? You got difficulter words?
I gave you very common words, and I have...
Average words? I'll take what I have. Like, there's no point in...
Do you want to switch?
No! You only want to switch because you don't know what to do. It's cheating.
That's correct.
No, I'm not into that. You're the one who gave yourself...
This is one of my words.
You can swap out... Well, I'm fine with that word. Do you want to swap out one of your words? Is there one of your words you don't know what it means?
I'll do one that's obscure.
No. That's not a word. Don't do obscure. Do like a common one to swap out for the one that you don't want.
Okay.
All right.
Change out the one that is a gerund.
This podcast is being a bit of a dud so far, hasn't it? I feel like we went 5 minutes there without talking at all. And then before that, we only talked about things our audience couldn't see.
Yeah.
We're really good at podcasting.
No.
Oh, I was going to talk about the Jackie Cation show that I went to more. It was really good. And I was there alone. And I sat next to some people who were Trump supporters. I could tell because they got really mad every time anyone made a Trump joke. And I thought it was hilarious.
They got real mad about it. Who made a Trump joke?
Pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone. Jackie has a whole, like, section on it now. Yeah. The first 15 minutes.
So I realized that one of the things about, like, politics stuff is that if you're in a crowd of, like, I don't think there's any crowds that are, like, half and half.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, if you go to, like, a show, like...
Your political leanings are either going to be completely opposite of everyone around you.
Well, like, because you know what you're getting into, right? Like, if you go to, like a comedy show.
Yeah.
If it's most comedians are very liberal, right? I mean, there's a few of them
that are very not.
That are very not, and then you know you're not going to go to that show.
Right, you're not going to that show.
But you know what the audience is going to be like. So, but if you're leaning one way and you go to a show of a different mindset, you're not going to have a good time.
I'm trying to think right now. I bet there's got to be something where the audience would be split.
Yeah, like Weird Al.
No, I don't think they're split on Weird Al.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. I don't know what they'd be split on, though. Maybe they're split on Weird Al.
Yeah,
I would say
he
they're more
do anything political. At
I know,
all.
But I would say they're more liberal. I don't know why.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I guess.
Because he doesn't do anything political. Like a lot of
stand-up
comedy.
No, but he does a lot of comedy. Period.
Yeah, but a lot of
some people don't like to laugh, honey.
Right. Well, that doesn't your political leaning doesn't matter if you like to laugh or not. Because Yeah, like, if you have a comedian who's very, like, right-leaning versus one that's very left-leaning, they're entirely different crowds.
Yeah, it doesn't really have that much to do with whether they do political stuff, though.
Yeah.
It's more about, like, how they say the stuff that they want to say. Right? A lot of right-leaning comedians also tend to be racist, sexist assholes on the stage. Mm. That's where it comes out. It's not necessarily that they're, like... George Bush is the best ever. It's that they're like bitches, right? And then you can tell because that's how it usually goes.
I'm sure that's how they all go. I haven't been to one, so I don't know.
You never been to a comedy show?
No, not one.
You have been to a right-leaning comedy show.
Have I?
I will take your memory back to the Pan America Christmas Party, probably 2012.
Oh, I have no idea.
And there was a comedian there. And we were just dying. We were dying because he was awful.
Mm.
You know what? Podcast listeners, you could probably go back to the podcast after that show and find out how we felt about it.
I have blocked it out.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. Mm-hmm. It was not good. Mm. It was bad and also not good. And you did not like it.
And it was 5 years ago.
Yeah. But you said you've never been to one, and I'm telling you that you have.
Right, but the one that I've remembered.
Well, that's not. That doesn't count. You can't be like, well, I did. I just don't. I don't
well,
remember.
I don't know. Like.
It did happen.
Okay. I'm just saying that it's possible that that the crowds are dependent on what the comedian is like, which political views the comedian has. That's all. That's all I'm saying. That was my entire thing.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to tell a story.
Okay.
All right, so there's a Stephen King story.
King once wrote.
No, he wrote a story called The Jaunt, right? And what it was about a, oh, that's my...
I brought you some wassail.
I got some wassail. Hold on a second.
It's probably really hot. It's just...
It burns my face.
It's just come off the stove.
Smoking hot.
steaming hot. It's not smoking. Well, that would be a problem.
Anyway, so I wrote the story, and in the story, it's about, like, teleportation. It's basically the story of how teleportation got started and how it could possibly go wrong. It's a sci-fi story.
I think I've read the story.
Yeah.
Is knowledge of the story necessary for our listeners
to understand your story? No, I just think it's a cool story.
Okay. And that's somehow going to be related to what you're about to talk about, I suppose.
So, our story begins in an apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fancy one.
Okay.
You know, the kind that has like a doorman. And they,
I don't think that's that fancy, no, but it's fancier than we are.
I guess, do they have them? Like, I think it's only New York City, as far as I know.
They have them here.
Really?
Yep.
Well, anyway, so this is a fancy one. It's like you go in, you go up 600 floors, and then you're
600.
Well, I am.
No, commit 600 floors.
600 floors. There may be a bit of hyperbole in there. So 600 floors. You go to the top, and then you're on the moon. Because it's magic. Because
the moon's only 6,000 feet away.
No, it's a teleporter.
Okay, remember when I was telling you that story? You're right. Yep, I remember.
So this takes place on the moon. Okay. The story's on the moon.
Okay. Sounds good.
So so what happened in the story is that there's a guy and a lady, and they're in a room. So bad at this story.
It's okay. You just gotta check
through.
And then
out of nowhere.
Sometimes you'll surprise yourself with what comes out of your mouth.
The guy catches on fire.
Oh, no. Oh, that's unexpected.
And then later...
you have to commit. Comedy doesn't work because you don't commit.
No, later on, when they come back from the hospital,
they said... Okay, so you could have said she rushes him to the hospital and it turns out everything's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
It turns out that it was just a hormone imbalance.
The end. That's how he got on fire? On the moon?
My whole story.
You know what the story is a sequence of events that are not related in any way. Which is generally...
That is
this
correct.
This was a vignette of a story.
And it makes no sense.
All right.
Do you want to know what my words are?
Sure. I mean, I can guess a couple of them.
Okay, tell me them.
Elevator, maybe?
No.
The moon?
No.
Well, I know hormone or hormonal was the last one.
It was up there.
Hospital? I got nothing.
It was doorman.
Okay.
Jaunt, because I had to start somewhere. And then smoking. And also hormone.
Okay. All right.
And I switched out smoking for another word.
Did you? What was the other word?
Tarring.
What is that?
Like when you put tar on something.
Oh, tar. Like to put tar on a thing. That's way harder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
not going to use average
words anymore. You should use very common or common, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell me a story.
No,
do it. Tell me it.
I was going to.
Tell me
it. I will if you'd listen.
Oh.
What?
Is his character carrying Mountain Dew 2?
Okay. So it was this author, right? And her name was Frances O'Neill. And Frances O'Neill liked to write books that were only kind of different from other people's books. Like, she'd write... a Stephen King book, she'd rewrite it as like a romance and call them like Salem's Love Triangle.
So this is like when people recut movie trailers.
No, it would be better. That's
Nut.
Better than what she, yes, please. That's better than what she did. She
Nut.
Just, thank you.
Nut.
Adam's thrusting pistachios upon me and shouting nut for reasons I don't understand. I think he's referencing something.
No. I'm just being...
You're interrupting my stories. What are you doing?
Mm. That's a lovely nut.
So, there was this author, Frances O'Neill, I have to start over now.
Tell me about Frances.
Interrupted me. She rewrites famous people's books, and she releases them on Amazon.com. Mm. Under the Kindle Direct Publishing. So they're like 99 cents each.
So what she does is she just literally takes another book.
And they're free with Kindle Unlimited.
And she just puts her name on it.
No, she rewrites it a little bit. Like, she'll add, like I said, Salem's Love Triangle. She took Salem's Lot and then added a Love Triangle plot, subplot.
Who's...
Sort of like Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Mm. She does that. Mm. But with books that people actually still have the rights to.
These nuts are good.
So,
Nut.
Thank you.
Nut.
Thank you for this nut. So anyway, so she rewrote Hunger Games and called it Hungry Games. And it was about a lady who couldn't stop having sex.
Okay.
And it turns out that whoever it was that wrote Hunger Games was really mad about it.
Right.
So she said,
you don't know who wrote Hunger Games?
Should I? Susan McDermott? I have no idea. Yeah, you don't know either. Alexa, who wrote Hunger Games?
Hunger Games authors are Suzanne Collins, Gary Ross, and Boo Ray.
Oh, there's more than one person?
Apparently there's three people.
I thought it was just one person.
I thought it was just one, too. Yeah. Anyway, so they sent her a cease and desist because, like, that's not an okay thing to do. And she wrote back to him and was like, the general population loves my books. It's your fault that you didn't write them correctly the first time.
Did she write another book called Pounded in the Butt by the Hunger Games?
No. Listen, my story's not finished yet. So, they wrote her back and were like, fine, we'll be seeing you in court.
Mm.
Because this is the kind of thing you take to court.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all the way to the bank.
So they went to court because for some reason, Frances thought that she still had some sort of say here. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the deal was, but she was into it.
Mm-hmm.
And, she predictably lost the court case. So when she lost the court case, she wrote a new book out of spite that put, like, all the people who were in her court case, because at this point it was, like, a class action. It wasn't just the Hunger Games people. It was, like, all the people, because they're like, we'll just get in on it.
Mm-hmm.
So when she lost, they made her take all her books down and, like, give profits to people. Like, all the profits she made in the last year she had to give to the people who...
Mm-hmm.
Which she was made, like, no money, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And despite them, she wrote a book with all of them in big orgy, and then they all get killed at the end by Minotaur. The end.
Were they all pounded in the butt?
No, they were not pounded in the butt by the physical manifestation of the year 2016.
You're welcome for that Christmas present that I got you.
Thank you. It was a very good Christmas present.
Did you
read
it?
Not yet read. I haven't.
How do those books work? Like, are they real books?
One. They're real books.
No, but I mean, like...
Are they books? Yes. They are books.
I understand that it's a book, but I know his Facebook posts, and yeah, they're real just weird
I
and out there.
I still haven't figured out if he's actually the person that they say he is. They say that he's a, like, highly functioning autistic man in his 60s or whatever with a son who, like, basically translates his words into being readable, like, edits them and translates them into being readable, but he doesn't filter his Facebook feed. But I haven't decided whether that's true or whether it's all a big
just
story.
I have
no idea. I don't know.
Chuck Tingle, ladies and
Chuck
gentlemen.
Chuck Tingle.
He has the best Facebook in the world.
Facebook is so good. Like, every other day he'll post something like, hey, all you buckaroos, love each other. Because love is the only thing that'll get us through this timeline and keep us out of the void.
He's just a...
He's a good guy.
He's a very
interesting character.
My words
were cease, population, seeing, and spite.
Mm. Good job. You did a good story.
It had
a beginning and an end.
Yeah. Wasn't much.
I mean, mine didn't have any of those things. Mine was a rambling ramshackle
mess.
That's
been this podcast. Should we call this podcast Rambling Ramshackle Mess?
That's not even like a real sentence or phrase.
I think that would sum up this podcast quite nicely.
We'll have a vote on it.
Is there anything you're looking forward to in the upcoming week? I go back to work tomorrow and I'm not ready.
Yeah. I get 2 days off in a row.
Yeah, they're the first 2 days I have back from work, so that'll be...
It's the first 2 days I have off since
I wish we could have had one day off together.
Uh-huh, we did.
We didn't, because I got here halfway through Friday.
Yeah, well, we both had it off, and we spent all of it together.
We did, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have nothing else to say.
All right.
Today. Do you have something else to say today?
Nope.
My wassail cup is sticky on the bottom. It's got wassail on it, but on the bottom.
You want me to call the wassail ambulance?
That's a real thing. The wassail ambulance. No, I don't. I do want you to find a way to sign off this podcast. You're looking at me like that's the hardest thing you've ever had to do.
I don't know.
I know you don't know.
Goodbye, everybody.
No!
It's been a good time.
But
we've had a good time podcasting with you all listening.
That makes it sound like we're quitting. We're not quitting. We're not quitting the podcast. But we're still going to the podcast.
What? Since when?
Since we still have one listener.
Do we?
As soon as we stop having a listener, we'll probably keep doing the podcast.
I'm a listener.
We'll probably keep doing
it. I listen to the podcast.
I have to listen to one of our podcasts.
You had to?
I did. I listened to it with my sister.
Oh, yeah? How did it go?
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was one of the good ones, though, not like this one.
What one was it?
It was the first Christmas one. It was pretty good. I don't know. It was just pretty decent.
Maybe this one's good. We don't know.
We do know. Remember that part earlier where I had to recap that we just opened up Shopkins and ate a snack for like 10 minutes and like nothing really even happened?
Oh, I know. Something happened.
What happened?
You bought paper towels.
I did buy paper towels. Wow.
This is a great story.
This is so important. I'm really glad you remembered that.
I hatched a smoochum this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Aw, I haven't hatched any babies yet.
You know.
Lucky. I mean, my Pokemon Go crashes every 5 minutes.
And then I caught a Pikachu with a hat on.
I'm ready for those to be gone.
Yeah. You have enough?
I evolved a Santa hat Raichu.
Perfect. All right.
Happy New Year.
It's been a good year.
It was a year. Now it's a different year.
We had a good podcast year last year.
Did we?
We did like 52
podcasts.
We did
all of them. Yeah. All the podcasts. Actually, I think we did a few more than that because we had some bonus episodes.
Oh, we did
some
middle of the weeks. Bonus.
We should try it. I don't like New Year's resolutions because I think they set people up for a failure.
Mm.
But we should try to do more middle of the week podcasts this year.
All right.
Okay. Although usually we're not trying for the middle of the week ones. They just kind of happen.
Hey, let's do a podcast.
We're just like walking home from the store or something and we're like, we should do a podcast.
And we have like a funny conversation and we're like, let's talk about that.
Yeah, or we like buy a cool snack or we need to eat dinner. Sometimes that's a thing.
You need to eat a bag of dicks.
Need to eat a bag of dicks.
All right, bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.